of all the things in heaven.
耶稣从天上来。
The Lord Jesus came from heaven.
那这个旧约的很多东西只是一个耶稣来的一些预表。
And the things in the Old Testament are just a prefiguration of the coming of the Lord Jesus.
比如说旧约所献的那个牛羊，耶稣其实就是那一只逾越节的羊。
For example, in the Old Testament, the sacrificial lambs, the Lord Jesus is the sacrificial lamb.
那牛羊怎么可能跟神的儿子的生命相比呢？哪一个更美呢？
How can the sacrificial animals be compared to the Lord Jesus?
比如说那个帐篷。
Or the tents.
圣所之圣所。
The Holy of Holy and the Holy Place.
那是神同，尤其这圣所是神同在的地方。
Especially the Holy of Holies, that's where God abides.
天国就是神同在的地方。
And heaven is where God dwells.
今天教会，圣灵跟我们在一起的地方就是神同在的地方。
And today the church is where the Holy Spirit is with us.
所以那个帐篷怎么可以跟这个天上的景象相比呢？
So how can the tabernacle be compared to heaven?
所以说天上的本物自然是更美的。
So the heavenly things are better.
我们来看希伯来书九章的二十三节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9 verse 23.
希伯来书九章二十三节。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 23.
我们来 John, would you please read? Yeah, 23, 二十三节。好，这么提到说那个照着天上样式做的物件呢，就是地上的那个帐幕啦等等的哈，那你要赎罪还需要用一些祭物去洁净。
So here it says that the copies of the things which is referring to a tabernacle and such should be purified with these.
那天上的本物，那当然是要用更美的祭物去洁净啊。
But the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these.
所以这个可以隐含着天上的本物本来就是更美的。
So it says that the heavenly things are better.
我们来那他就比较说耶稣的血跟牛羊的血谁的血更美呢？
So he talks about whose blood is better, the blood of animals or the blood of Christ.
对不起，我们先把这个天上的本物先再看一下。对不起，我们再看这个天上的本物，我们看先来看帐篷，再来看血。我们看九章的十一节。
Let's look at the things of the tabernacle first. So let's look at chapter 9 verse 11.
九章十一节。
Chapter 9 verse 11.
九章十一节。
Chapter 9, verse 11.
王妃是吧？叫王妃是吧？九章十一节。耶稣来了，做了更美的事情的大祭司哦。
But Christ came as high priest of the good things.
耶稣带来更美的。
So he came with him of the better things.
他也经过了更大更全备的帐篷。
And he came with a greater and more perfect tabernacle.
这个更大更全备的帐篷是什么呢？
And what is this better and perfect tabernacle?
这个就是九章的，我们来读九章的二十四节。
Let's turn to chapter 9 verse 24.
九章的二十四节，王妃继续读。
Chapter 9, verse 24.
那个括号是这不过是真圣所的影像所以真圣所就是天堂。
So the true tabernacle is heaven.
所以将来我们要进天堂。
So in the future we will go to heaven.
今天耶稣在坐在天父的右边帮我们代祷。
And currently the Lord Jesus he's sitting at the right hand of God praying for us.
他进到一个更美的帐篷里面去了。
He has entered into the better tabernacle.
这是我们的新约时代。
And that is the New Testament.
所以当然新约是更美的啦。
Of course the New Covenant is better.
有一次有个小朋友问老师。
Once a child asked a teacher,
老师，主耶稣现在在天国做什么？
He asked, what is the Lord Jesus doing in heaven?
你怎么回答他？
And how do you reply?
James, how do you answer him? Huh? Prepare what? Well, prepare a mission for us. 为我们预备一个大房子啊。那个老师说，主耶稣现在在天国为我们祷告啊。
He said that the Lord Jesus is in heaven praying for us.
这个是他已经，他好像天上的圣所，天上的那个圣所，他还是继续做大祭司的工作。
He's continuing to do the work of a high priest in the heavenly tabernacle.
当然，他也是在我们预备我们将来要去的这个房子，当然也是对的哦。
And he's also preparing our mansions in heaven.
所以我们说旧约这个只是 copy 啦，一个 copy， 在他耶稣没有来，他只能够有弄一些事情来做预表。
So the Old Testament is just a copy of the things to come in heaven.
那我们刚说。再来比较血，这个血当然新约是主耶稣的宝血立的，在旧约是牛羊的血所立的。
So this blood in the Old Testament was the blood of animals, but in the New Testament it is the blood of Christ.
那我们当然知道谁的血更美了。
So we know whose blood is more precious.
我们来读九章的十二节到十五节。
Let's look at chapter 9, verse 12 to 15.
九章的十二节，肖丽玲，到十五节。
Chapter 9, verse 12 to 15.
希伯来书九章十二节到十五节。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 12 to 15。
丽玲姐妹，这样子哈，这样就好了哈。所以我们这里在看到说，如果山羊跟公羊的血在旧约尚且可以除罪
，So if in the Old Testament the blood of goats and cows could redeem sin，
我们知道那是不完全的，他们还是要等到耶稣来为他们流血，他们的救恩才是真正的完成。
We know that their blood is insufficient and it's not perfect, and they're waiting for the Lord Jesus' salvation to be completed。
所以上一节我们讲说。连亚伯拉罕都仰望耶稣的来临。
So in a previous class, we talked about how even Abraham is awaiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
所以耶稣不只是给新约的人带来救恩，也给旧约的人的救恩得到一个成全。
But the Lord Jesus came not only to save the New Testament, but also for the Old Testament to be completed.
那这个血它可以洁净我们的良心。
And this blood can clean our conscience.
十四节哈。
Verse 14.
所以我们洗礼啊，不是洗去肉体的污秽。
So baptism is not to wash away our physical filth.
耶稣的宝血在洗去我们良心的污秽。
But the blood of Christ wash away the works in our conscience.
真的呢，这个实在是我们想一想，如果你真的好好想一想，你会觉得很感恩呐。
And if you were to ponder upon this, then you will feel very grateful.
你以前犯了多少错误啊？
How much sins have you committed in the past?
即使你是杀人放火，
even if you were to kill someone,
你无恶不作，
and you commit all these sins.
那你这个最重的刑罚是什么？
What is the most severe punishment?
就是你被枪毙嘛，你流血死掉了嘛。
It will be that you would be executed and you would die.
但是今天主耶稣为你死，而且不是枪毙，是一种比枪毙更苦的死刑。
But today the Lord Jesus has died for you, and not just to be executed, but the way he died was very painful.
所以你从水里上来，你良心很安呢。
So when you come up from the water, your conscience can be clear.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你知道你本来是该死的。
Because you know that you were supposed to die.
可是有人呢，替你走这一条死路啊。
But someone died in your place.
所以从此以后，你就那些错误的事情哦，本来晚上都睡不着觉，一梦到自己拿过刀杀过人，晚上睡不着觉。现在你受洗之后，你觉得 有人帮你付了代价，你从此以后都可以睡得着觉了。
So in the past, perhaps you could not sleep because of all your sins, but now you can sleep well because you know the Lord Jesus has paid the price.
所以他的血真的可以洗净人的良心呐。
So His blood can cleanse our conscience.
那个十四节哈，那个英文就是刚刚读的，就是良心。这个中文只是洗净你们的心呢，其实原文就是良心呐。
So the original text is conscience.
那不但洗净，所以可以。可以除去你们的死刑哦。
But it can cleanse you from your dead works.
那而且能够让你们侍奉永生的神呢。
And allow you to serve the living God.
在旧约，你拿一只牛、一只羊来献祭，那个祭司帮你赎罪，你也不能做祭司的工作。你罪被赎了，你也不能做祭司的工作。
In the Old Testament, if you were to make an offering of a sheep or goat, the priest would make the atonement and kill the animal, but you cannot become the priest.
那今天我们罪被除了，我们可以做祭司的工作。
But today, when our sins are redeemed, we can do the work of a priest.
这个约不是更美吗？
Isn't this covenant better?
不但这样，十五节说。
Not only that, but in verse 15.
我来读哈，十五节。为此，他做了新约的中保，既然受死，赎了人在前约时所犯的罪，便叫蒙召的人得着所应许的永远的产业。
15. And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance.
为什么更美呢？
Why is it better?
不但你没有死刑，可以服侍神了。
Not only is your life preserved, but you can serve God.
啊，主耶稣还在天国为你预备一个永远的产业。
And the Lord is preparing an eternal inheritance for you in heaven.
这个实在是太美了啊。
And this is better.
啊，所以我们看到是主耶稣宝血亲自所设立的。
So we see this is established by the blood of Christ.
不但这样啊。
And not only this.
啊，为什么更美呢？
Why is it better?
因为你不要多次啊，多次来到祭司面前献一次，直接一次啊，主耶稣就帮我们献了这个祭来。
Because you do not need to continually come to before the priest, but it's once and for all the Lord Jesus will forgive your sins.
我们看九章的十二节。
Chapter 9, verse 12.
九章十二节。
Chapter 9, verse 12.
希伯来书九章十二节。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12.
这个王令诸弟兄。好，请一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的祭。请读九章二十五节。
Read chapter 9, verse 25.
你要一次就解决问题，还要很多次，良心还是觉得不安呢？
Would you rather solve your problems once and for all, or continually solve your problem?
这个就是新约更美的地方哦。
This is where the New Testament is better.
不但这样子啊，
Not only this,
主耶稣来担当多人的罪啊。
But the Lord Jesus came to take everyone's sin.
无论多少人，只要他愿意相信、悔改、洗礼。
And no matter how many people, as long as they're willing to believe and be baptized,
他们的罪都可以得赦免哦。
Then all their sins can be forgiven.
但是旧约一次就担当一个人的罪而已啊。
But in the Old Testament, you can only redeem one person's sin at a time.
我们来看九章的二十八节。
Chapter 9, verse 28.
九章二十八节。
Chapter 9, verse 28.
文以年。九章二十八节。
Chapter 9, verse 28. The second time that the Lord Jesus comes is to save us. It's not to die for us on the cross. So his death was once and for all can take away the sins of many.
我们就做了一些，所以这一章我们看到了新约跟旧约的一个比较。
So we see this comparison between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
我常常想，我们真的要感谢神哈。
So I often think we have to thank God.
耶稣给我们带来真的极大的轻松。
Because the Lord Jesus has given us so much more convenience.
他说，我的担是轻省的，我的轭是容易的。
So he says that my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
你要护我的轭，你要学我的样式。
That you have to take my yoke and learn from me.
你到我这里来，你就可以得安息。
And when you come to me, you can receive rest.
你想，你如果我们如果真的还活在旧约，就像现在的这个很多这个 Seventh Day Event 安息日会的信徒。
And if we were to be living in the Old Testament like the Seventh Day Adventist people,
那真的很不方便哦。
Then it will be really inconvenient.
或是犹太教都很不方便。
Or the Jewish people.
但是我们不要把方便当随便哦。
But we should not take convenience as being casual.
很多人守安息日，其实他有可能不用被捆绑，但是他故意被捆绑。
Some people on Sabbath they are not bounded, but they intentionally want to be bounded.
本来他是可以来教会的，但是呢，他没有往这一条路来走。
People can choose to come to church, but they choose not to.
所以我们既然这么轻松，我们当然安息日不是捆绑你，但是你要尽最大的努力在安息日来爱神。来享受这个安息，而不是一直苦啊苦啊苦啊，一直做啊做啊做啊做到死，为的就是世上的东西啊。
So we, because we have the choice to come to Sabbath, we should not be bounded by the things of this world to pursue the world and be bounded.
当然，有些人的确他没有办法。
But of course, for some people, they do not have a choice.
但是也不代表你安息日不能守安息呀。
But it does not mean that you cannot observe the Sabbath.
我觉得在这个时代，你没有理由讲说，哦，我没有办法去听道理，我没有办法敬拜神。你总是可以抽出一个小时，那个听一点道理唱一点诗歌。道理在网络上那么多道理可以听啊。
I think in this day and age, it's very convenient to even go online to listen for an hour. So there is no.So there's, it's still very convenient.
我常常看到有的弟兄姐妹开一两个小时，两个多小时，到教会去守安息日。
Sometimes I see brothers and sisters driving 2 to 3 hours to come to church.
真的有时候听到这看到这些弟兄姐妹，这么心中都很感动。
And my heart will be moved whenever I see these brothers.
他们都很尽力的
Because they really try their best.
有一次我听到一个见证。
And once I heard this testimony,
这个小姐妹本来在波士顿读书啊。
This sister used to study in Boston.
她不知道什么事情往南啊，到纽约附近这个地方来。
And for some reason, she moved to the New York area.
她要守安息日。
And she wants to observe the Sabbath.
那天下大雪。
And on that day, it was snowing really hard.
她跟那个纽约弟兄姐妹没有联系，所以不知道那一天教会关门了。
And on that day, she wasn't in touch with New York members, so.The church was closed at the time.
下大雪还是开车开到教会啊。
And there was a snowstorm, and yes, she still drove to church.
门关着，门关着。
But the door was closed.
就在门口祷个告。
So she prayed by the door.
又回去了啊。
And then she went home.
就是连下雪，她也想要，就是说没有听到，她也来到教会守安息日啊。
So even when the church was closed, she still came to church to observe the Sabbath.
所以我们要感谢，我们在新约已经很轻松了，主耶稣已经背了我们很多的重担了。
So in the New Testament, we have to be grateful because the Lord Jesus has taken away so much of our burden.
但是我们再讲一次，不要把方便当随便。
But we should not take convenience into being casual.
我们要用心灵跟诚实，我们要诚诚实实的敬拜天上这位神。
We must worship God in spirit and truth.
我们再来谈第十章。
Let's look at chapter 10.
Next slide. 第十章也主要谈三点，我可能谈不完哦。
And in chapter 10, there are 3 points.
就是谈到。律法下有什么祭？那个祭主要的目的是什么
？In the Old Testament, what are the sacrifices and what is the purpose of the sacrifice?
谈到主要的祭目的就是要让人想起罪了。
The purpose of the sacrifice is to remind people of their sins.
那再谈到耶稣，其实他是把自己当祭物献上的。
And that the Lord Jesus offered himself as a better sacrifice.
这是一个更美的祭了。
And this is a better sacrifice.
所以又谈到我们应该有一个好的回应啊。
And then our response should be.How we should respond to this better sacrifice?
我们来谈第十章。
Let's read verse 13.
Next slide. 好，我们来读十章的第一节。
Chapter 10, verse 1.
十章的第一节。
Chapter 10, verse 1.
十章第一节，陈杰 ，Jessica Chen 是吧？这边提到说呢，总不能借着每年长献的祭物呢，叫人得以完全。
So it says that we cannot use these things to make us perfect every year.
请问每年长献的有哪些祭
？So what are some of the offerings that you have to make year by year?
每年常献哪些祭？五大祭，哪五大祭？
What are the five great sacrifices?
燔祭、素祭、
burnt offering、
赎罪祭、
trespass offering、sin offering、
赎愆祭，还有呢？平安祭，对不对？
Peace offering。
其实这个都是预表主耶稣基督，也被主耶稣基督成全。
All these five offerings were fulfilled by the Lord Jesus。
也预表的主耶稣基督。
And they also represent the Lord Jesus。燔
祭要杀牛羊，然后借着这样子来赎罪。
In the burnt offering, they had to kill cows or sheep for the atonement of sin。
那耶稣就是为我们被这个剥皮、被切块、被砍头、被焚烧在祭坛上面。
And the Lord Jesus was the one that was skinned and chopped into pieces and was burnt.
素祭 grain offering.
The grain offering.
耶稣说，一粒麦子如果落在土里，它可以结出许多麦子。
The Lord Jesus said, one grain of wheat can go into the ground and bear many fruits.
他在讲这个话的时候，就是他快要为我们背十字架的时候。
When he sent us, he was ready to take the cross for us.
那个素祭英文叫 grain offering， 它就是那一粒麦子啊。他好像素祭一样为我们被献上了。
And he is that one grain in the grain offering that offered himself.
那平安祭。
And peace offering.
耶稣为我们献上，大家都能够得到平安。
Because the Lord Jesus was offered, all of us could receive peace.
所以耶稣说，在我里头有平安。
So the Lord Jesus says, in me there is peace.
虽然你们在世上有苦难。
Even though in this world you will have burdens.
赎罪祭、赎愆祭，如果你换了十诫要献赎罪祭，换了一般生活上的罪要献赎愆祭。
And if you make for the sin and trespass offering, they are to atone for your sins.
所以耶稣为我们被钉，我们洗礼，我们罪都除干净了。
The Lord Jesus died for us.
为我们献上赎罪祭。
The Lord Jesus died for us, and when we are baptized, our sins are forgiven. That is the sin and trespass.
那我们生活当中的错误啊，因为我们一次受洗，那个主耶稣的是在活水里面，那个宝血的泉源就跟着我们走啊。我们每次祷告，只要罪不致死，我们的罪，日常生活的罪还会被除掉。
Because we baptize in living water, this fountain of living water will go with us. So whenever we sin and we repent in prayer, the blood of Christ will wash away our sins.
所以这每年常献的祭呢，其实都是隐额了，不是本物的真相了。
So all these yearly sacrifices, they are the shadow, they are not the real substance.
那美事的隐额，这个美事就是耶稣基督本身，跟他耶稣基督所带来的。
The very thing, the substance is the Lord Jesus and what he brought with him.
所以旧约这些祭啊，不能使人得完全，耶稣带来的就可以得完全了。
The Old Testament sacrifice cannot make a person perfect, but what the Lord Jesus brought can make us perfect.
即使这个这些不完全的祭呢，他也是尽量在尽努力来献这些祭哦。所以这献几个祭有几个重要的重点。
So even though these Old Testament things cannot make a person perfect, and yet people still have to try their best to do them.
那这个祭的目的呢，在旧约其实就是为了要赎罪啊。
In the Old Testament, the purpose of these offerings is to atone for sin.
所以耶稣说才说呢，我不是废除，因为如果废除，你就不知道为什么耶稣要像燔祭一样被献上了。
So the Lord Jesus said, I did not come to abolish, because if we were to abolish, then we would not understand how he...
Why?
Why the...
Jesus would be crucified.
Would be crucified.
Like a burning offering.
Like a burnt offering.
我们来看利未记的四章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 10.
四章 4.
Chapter 4.
利未记的四章。
Leviticus chapter 4.
我们读27节到31节。
Verse 27 to 31.
我来读比较快一点，时间没有了。四章的27节到31节。
Chapter 4, verse 27 to 31.
民中若有人行主所吩咐不可行的什么事，误犯了罪，所犯的罪自己知道了，就要为所犯的罪牵一只没有残疾的母山羊为供物。我们跳过来看第31节。
31。
又要把羊所有的脂油都取下，正如取平安祭的脂油一样，祭司在坛上焚烧，在主面前作为馨香的祭，为赎罪，他必蒙赦免。在旧约还没有主耶稣来之没有来之前是不完全，但是你只要这样做，耶稣来之后呢，你的罪也会被赦免了。
So although the Old Testament offerings was not perfect, but if you were to do them and the Lord Jesus came to this world, then your sins will still be forgiven.
那这边有两个重点，一个就是做这些都是为了让我们没有罪了，完全了。
So there are two purposes of this offering. The first is that so our sins can be atoned.
那另外一个，你有看到它是必须要没有残疾的哦。
And the second is that the animal must be without blemish.
啊，而且不但这样，而且啊，通常要献上最好的。
Not only that, but usually you have to offer your best.
啊，我们来读一下二十二章利未记二十二章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 22.
利未记二十二章。
Leviticus chapter 22.
二十二章十九节、二十节。
Chapter 22, verse 19 and 20.
十九节、二十节。要将没有残疾的公牛或绵羊或山羊献上，如此方蒙悦纳。二十节。
20.
凡有残疾的，你们不可献上，因为这不蒙悦纳。所以献上的要没有残疾啊。
So the animal that you offer must be without blemish.
所以你看，主耶稣被献上已经被检查过了。
So before the Lord Jesus was offered, he was examined.
他在这个公会啊，大家来看他有没有罪啊。
And in the congregation, people examine if he has sin. In this, among the Sanhedrin, they examine if he has sin.
你知道公会里面的人，耶稣在那边被审判，公会里面的人都是当时的道德家了。
Because among the Sanhedrins, those were the moral teachers.
什么？祭司啦，祭司长啦，这些长老文士啦，这个当时的宗教领袖。
Because those were the religious leaders, like the Pharisees, elders, and the religious leaders.
所以主耶稣好像那只羊呢，在众人面前被检查，到底有没有残疾，能不能到底有没有什么问题，有没有罪啊
？So the Lord Jesus was examined by everyone to see if he have sin.
到最后检查出来只有一个罪。
And in the end, they could only find one sin.
就是他说他是神的儿子。
And that is that he said he is the son of God.
本来他就是神的儿子啊。
But he indeed is the son of God.
这个意思就是说他是神来到人间呐。
Meaning he is God that came into this world.
所以大祭司就把衣服脱掉，说你是说了谎言的话了。
So the priest tore his clothes and said, "You have said you are blasphemy."
那主耶稣被献的时间是33岁。
So when the Lord Jesus was crucified, he was 33 years old.
那是人最一个最那个人年纪来讲，我是 prime 嘛，体力精神都是最高峰的时候了。
And you can see that that is the prime of a person's life.
所以你看主耶稣是最完全的时候，无论身无论心呐、啊，就为我们这样被献上。那旧约呢，就谈到这样的一个预表啊。
So in the prime of the Lord Jesus' life, he offered himself. In the Old Testament, there was this prophecy.
那我们再回来看希伯来书的第十章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
我们来读第四节。
Verse 4.
十章的第四节。
Chapter 10, verse 4.
Glenn, would you please read?好，公羊、山羊的血怎么除罪呢
？So how can the blood of bulls and goats take away sin?
他的生命比我们低等，他怎么可能来代替你的生命呢
？Because their life is lower than yours, how can they replace your life?
但是耶稣是神来到人间呐。
But the Lord Jesus, He is God coming into this world.
所以他的血是高贵的，他生命是高贵的。
So His life and blood is precious.
所以他能够为我们死啊，
他能够除罪啊。So he could die for us and take away our sins.
所以旧约它是一个做影子的，做一个预表的。
So the Old Testament is the shadow.
它主要的目的是要让人想起自己的罪来了。
The main purpose is to let people remind themselves of the sin.
第三节
，verse 3.
希伯来书十章第三节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 3.
方舟，请你读十章第三节。这些都是要叫人想起自己的罪来哈。所以弟兄姐妹，你会不会觉得来 NATS 哈？你好像对罪比较敏感哦。
So brothers and sisters, do you feel that you are more sensitive to your sin in NATS?
真的，我们祷告这么久，有时候自己像一个透明人一样，一点点罪来，我们就能够察觉得到。
After praying for so long, we are like a glass where we can be sensitive to our sins.
所以真的，我们常常祷告哈，我们比较能够对罪敏感。
So if you pray often, we can be sensitive to sin.
弟兄姐妹，我们一定哈，我们每年都有大扫除嘛，对不对哈？或者是你每年要去做一次深度洗牙，对不对
？And brothers, every year we would do one great cleaning in our house or a physical examination.
你来到这边就是一个心灵的大扫除了。
When we come here, we are doing a great cleaning to our hearts.
就是心灵的深度清洗啊。
That is, we're cleaning into the depths into our hearts.
那个祭是让人想起罪来。
This offering is to remind people of their sin.
你每次来祷告就好像来献祭一样，来烧香一样。
Every time you come to pray, you are like making an offering.
那你要真的，尤其那天刚开始，我们都提醒大家，你要想起自己的罪来。
And like in the beginning of NATS, we have to be reminded of our sin.
我们生活当中哦，真的要有一颗祭邪的心，要想想主耶稣喜欢什么，不喜欢什么。
In our daily life, we have to think about what the Lord Jesus likes and does not like.
有的人问你啊，有一个同龄问，有的人问一个问题啦。
There was someone who once asked a question.
你们基督徒怎么那么怕龙，或是怕什么香的味道，或是怕这个怕那个
？How come you Christians are so afraid of dragons or incense?
啊，比如或是怕偶像
，or scared of idols。
啊，其实不是怕
，it's not that we are scared。
其实是有一颗祭邪的心呐、啊，什么东西神喜欢，什么东西神不喜欢。
But we have a heart that is sensitive to what the Lord Jesus likes and does not like。
偶像其实是个木头，有什么呢
？Idols are just a piece of wood. What are they？
但是呢，它是人家敬拜的对象，魔鬼用的工具。
But they are an object of people's worship and a tool of Satan.
所以我们就有一颗祭邪的心，这是神所不爱的。人家用这种工具来做一些交鬼的事情，我们就不喜欢跟他们有一个 association， 有一个交接啊。
But our hearts are sensitive to know that those are the things that Satan uses, so we make an association against them.
你看外那个东方人的偶像庙。庙上面庙前面到处都是龙。
In Eastern practices in their temples, they will have dragons everywhere.
啊，那龙 在身上里面也是撒旦的代名词。
And in the Bible, dragons are a symbol of Satan.
那不是我们怕这些东西，因为神耶稣的力量更大啊。
It's not that we are scared of them because the power of Jesus is greater.
只是那已经成为人敬拜的图腾了，已经别人敬拜的一个 icon 了。
But because those things become an icon of people's worship.
那我们有祭邪的心，自然而然我们就不爱这些东西呀。
Because we have a heart of the Lord Jesus, we do not love those things.
啊，所以我们对那些神所不爱的，我们要敏感的心呐。
So we have to be sensitive to the things that the Lord Jesus does not love.
啊，所以祭就是让你想起什么东西神爱，什么东西我们自己做错了要改。
So these offerings is to help us to be reminded of what the Lord Jesus loves.
我听到一个姐妹叫
周
振振啊。
Once I've heard a sister's testimony,
她说有一段时间她肚子一直痛。
She said that for a while her stomach was hurting.
那这个她实在是悔改祷告，吃药也不好，什么祷告也不好，什么都不好。
And she prayed and took medicine, and nothing made her well.
有一次她问传道。
Once she asked a preacher.
传道，我这件牛仔裤哦，这是名牌哦，上面有一个弥勒活弹吉他的那个，有一个那个叫什么牌子我都不知道。True Religion.
She said, Pastor, I have this really nice jeans from the brand True Religion.
你们有没有看过尼勒陀弹吉他的牌子啊？
Have you seen the brand True Religion?
There's a Buddha playing guitar.
There's a Buddha playing guitar.
Is it? 他说传道是不是我穿这个主耶稣不高兴？
She said, Pastor, is it because the Lord Jesus does not want me to wear this?
那传道问他，你想主耶稣会喜欢你们家有弥勒活吗？你爱弥勒活吗
？And the pastor said, Do you think the Lord Jesus want you guys to have this religion?
其实我们本身是自由的，你们那个弥勒活算什么
？We are free, but what is this brand true religion?
不算什么
，It is nothing.
但是因为人家用来敬拜他，他夺取了神的荣耀。
But because people worship this thing and it took away the glory from God.
那你为什么要跟他有交接呢
？Then why do you want to have an association？
所以我的意思就是说，我们生活当中还是有一颗祭邪、比较敏感的祭邪的心呐、啊。我不是说你要被捆绑啊。
So in our daily life, we have to have a sensitive heart, not to be bounded by those things.
这个是做大家的思想。
And that is for our
因为祭本来就是要叫人想起罪来的。
Because sacrifice is to help us to be reminded of sin.
那耶稣 ，next slide please. 那耶稣呢是献更美的祭啦。
But the Lord Jesus is the better sacrifice.
因为时间不多，我们就不谈了。我们念一下哈，他耶稣献上自己为祭来完成律法。
The Lord Jesus offered Himself once for all to complete.
希伯来书十章十二节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse.
十章十二节
Chapter 10 verse 12
希伯来十章十二节
Chapter 10 verse 12
但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭就在神的右边坐了下来
But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God.
14节,
14.
因他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
For by one offering he has made perfected forever those who are being sanctified.
他说我们活在这个时代就不用像旧约一样献这么多祭了，因为耶稣已经一次为你献上了。
So in our life today we do not need to make so many sacrifices because the Lord's sacrifice was once for all.
我们已经说过了，他成为逾越节的羔羊啊。逾越节，你还知道逾越节的时候呢？摩西时代呢，他们杀一次逾越节，然后把羊血涂在门楣门框上面，灭命的天使一过来呢，就越过去了，里面的人生命就得到保住。
And the Lord Jesus, he was the Passover lamb, and in the Passover, people would take the blood of lambs and paint it on their doors, and the angels would pass over from their door and not kill their sons.
今天我们就是耶稣基督宝血所保护的，所洁净的。
Today we are people whose blood, who the Lord Jesus used his blood to protect.
所以我们就能够得到完全了哈。
And because of that, we could be made perfect.
我们来读第十节，十章十节。
Let's look at chapter 10, verse 10.
十章十节。
Chapter 10, verse 10.
我们凭着旨意，靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体，就成圣了。我想这个道理我们都懂了哈，我们就不用再重复，你把它读一次就好了。十章十节。
Chapter 10, verse 10. By that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
当然，我们还要借着相信洗礼啊，
of course,
相信悔改洗礼。
We need to believe and be baptized.
那我们第十章也谈到，我们应该做什么回应呢
？So in chapter 10 also talks about what is our response.
我们要存着诚心跟信心来到神面前呢。
We must draw near to God with a true heart and with faith.
我们来读十章的二十二节。
Let's read chapter 10, verse 22.
十章二十二节。
Chapter 10, verse 22.
并且我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。二十三节。
23.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致动摇，因为那应许我们是信实的。二十四节。
24.
要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善，你们不可停止聚会，像那停止惯了的人啊。尤其在末日更要这样做，所以他最后就谈到说，主耶稣的恩典既然这么好，我们一定要有一些行动。
And he said that because the grace of Christ is so great, we must have some action.
你要有信心来到神面前。
We must have faith to come before God.
你到神面前一定要信有神。
And when you come before him, you must believe that he exists.
而且要相信那他会赏赐那些能够寻求他的人。
And that he will reward those who seek him.
那来到神面前也不用戴面具。
And when we come before God, we do not need to wear a mask.
那英文那个诚心是 true, 是不是 true, 又是 true heart, 对不对？诚心啊，带着诚心。二十二节啊。你来到神面前，你带着真正的你，带一个真实的心，带一个真实的你就好了。
So when we come before God, bring a true heart.
啊，你不用戴面具了。
And not a mask.
我们常常觉得在这个时代，我们都要戴很多的面具。
Sometimes in this world, we need to wear many masks.
那个呀，看到人呐、就要 say hello, how are you, 对不对
？Sometimes when we see people, we must say hello, how are you?
那标准答案就是 I'm fine.And you, 对不对
？And the standard answer is I'm fine. And you?
你绝对不会回答说 I'm not fine, no thank you, and not you.
But you wouldn't answer anything else. I'm not fine.
因为这是一个客套的方式。
Because those are just words that you usually say.
所以人有时候到神面前来，有时候因为我们在人之间相处太久了，有时候就很善于伪装，不愿意把自己的内心世界来跟人分享。
Because we live among people that we do not want to share our inner thoughts with them.
但是到神面前来，这么说 true heart.
But before God, it says true heart.
你我们说过了，你 you are naked. 你是赤裸敞开的啦。
And as we said, we are naked before God.
你戴面具一点意义都没有啊。
There is no purpose of wearing a mask.
所以他鼓励你哦，用信心，就是说你相信他是他已经做了这么多了，他难道不够爱你吗
？And so he's encouraging us, saying that.God has done so much for us. Can we not come with Him?
So, 有人问耶稣，你爱我爱在哪里呀？怎么爱我的
？So some ask, God, how did you love me?
他耶稣就把两手伸出来，看我的钉痕，我这么爱你，我还有什么不爱你的
？The Lord Jesus took out His hand and said, and show him the nails and say, how have I not loved you?
我已经为你死了, 我还保留什么不给你?
I have died for you, what am I reserving still for you?
所以我们要有信心来到他面前了。
So you must come before him with faith.
相信他会赏赐他那寻求他的人。
And believe that he will reward those who seek him.
再来我们要常常不要停止聚会。
And also we must not stop coming to service.
我不晓得怎么样才能够讲够, 因为我觉得这是像一个车子要保养。 那个灵性要保养, 我们要 minimum maintenance, 车子要有一个 minimum maintenance, 车子要有一个最基本的保养, 我们的灵性要有一个最基本的保养。
Just like how a car needs a minimum maintenance, just like and our faith also needs a minimum maintenance.
最 minimum maintenance 就是你们教会如果有聚会, 你要参加啦。
And I think the minimum maintenance is that if you have service in your church, you must attend.
更不要说礼拜五礼拜六, 那是神的时间。
Never mind on Friday and Saturday because that's
God's time. 如果你真的没有办法出去,
if you really cannot go out,
你一定要找一个网络的聚会来, 找几个网络的聚会, 你可以参加的来聚会。
Then you must find an online service that you can attend.
因为你不要辜负神的恩典, 神这么爱我们, 将来你没有办法站立得稳, 没有办法这个指望有, 这个到最后动摇了, 失落了。
Because the Lord loves us so much, so, and let us not fall astray.
这个实在是很可惜了,
because that would be pitiful.
所以要常常聚会来保持我们的信仰。
So you must often come to service and maintain our faith.
另外一种回应呢, 就是10章的26节, 再给我两分钟就好了。
And the other response is in chapter 10, verse 26.
我们知道真, 得知真道以后呢, 若故意犯罪, 赎罪的祭就不再有, next slide. Next slide, we're talking about next slide.
Next slide.
所以, 哎, 没有人了。 所以我们不要故意犯罪了,
so we should not sin willfully.
故意犯罪跟那个偶然被过犯所胜是不一样的。
Sinning willfully and occasionally accidentally sinning is
different. 彼得在一个环境下面, 他好像就软弱下来了, 就否认主耶稣三次, 这是环境造成。
When Peter denied the Lord Jesus three times, it was because of the environment.
有时候主耶稣怜悯我们了,
but the Lord
也要悔改。
But the Lord Jesus have mercy on us, but we still need to repent.
但是呢, 那个犹大是故意找机会, 花时间 travel 旅行去找大祭司商量怎么卖耶稣。
But Judas intentionally planned to sell the Lord Jesus.
所以故意犯罪, 27节说, 我有战经等候审判, 和那烧灭众敌人的烈火啦。
So,
verse 27,
but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fearing indignation which will devour the adversaries.
我们来读31节,
31.
落在永生神的手里, 真是可怕的。
It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
你知道我在读这个, 犹太人的613条律法的时候呢,
when I was reading the 613 laws
这个拉比所整理的啦,
of the Jewish people, where the law,
他说有三条呢, 你即使人家要把你杀了你都不可以换啊,
he said there are three laws that you cannot commit even if someone were to kill you.
这刚好是真耶稣教会哦, 那个在除名上面的一个, 我们不是根据他, 我们的 tradition 就是常常是根据这个了哦。
And our tradition also follows this.
第一个就是,
first,
就是奸淫啊,
first is adultery.
有人把你杀死了, 像约瑟一样, 他就是不犯奸淫, 不跟他祖母犯罪啊,
just like Joseph,
下监牢, 他都不愿意啊,
just like Joseph, even if you were to kill him, he would not sin with his master's wife.
拜偶像,
second is idol worshiping.
带你三个朋友, 要死了, 他们还是不拜, 不拜偶像啊。
Daniel's three friends, even if they were to die, they would not worship idols.
那这个拉比的文章, 他要提一个, 就是, 杀人, 不可杀人啊。
The third is that you shall not murder.
真的不要故意去杀人,
do not intentionally murder.
你那个堕胎就是杀人哦。
Abortion is murder.
真的我们要不要堕胎, so 我们要鼓励我们的孩子不要堕胎。
So you must not abort our children.
除非那个孩子会影响到爸爸妈妈的生命了哦。
Except when the children would affect the life of the mother.
所以我们要 要不要故意去犯罪,
so we must not intentionally commit sin.
我们真的对不起主耶稣的爱,
or else we would fall short of his love.
好, 我们一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
好。 Amen.